Start up like this, or like this, and hit the start button to flip back and forth. You can make the important things big, keep the small stuff small, and arrange it all around you. You can be all work, all play, or even both at the same time. You can do it all simpler and easier on your Windows tablet, PC, or Surface. That's the new Windows. One experience for everything in your life.
And welcome to this edition of TechNet Radio. I'm your host, Tommy Patterson, Senior Technical Evangelist of Platforms, serving out of the Southeast in the Atlanta area. Today, we are discussing how the Microsoft IT, i.e. Line of Business App Dev Team, is using the new developer tools in Internet Explorer to build, automate, and test our line of business applications. IE LOB App Dev Team, that's what we'll call them in short, brings many best practices to the table, including directly testing our apps in browsers for different form factors and devices like phones and tablets, also testing for different browsers or even different versions of browsers, identifying memory leaks to improve performance, and leveraging F12 tools that drives modernization of the enterprise. So today, let's give Ted Kube a warm welcome to the show. Ted is a veteran at Microsoft with 13 years product development across Windows, Office, Embedded, Phone, and Xbox. During his time at Microsoft, Ted has worked in multiple disciplines, including program management, software test development, and multidiscipline management. His expertise has been in the core of engineering, focused on internal engineering systems for product development, as well as leading multiple partner-facing engineering engagements with Microsoft's largest partners. Ted has primarily been based out of Microsoft's headquarters in Redmond, but also has spent a few years on assignment in Korea, building an engineering team to work directly with Microsoft's top partners in Asia. So, Ted, tell us a little bit about yourself now. What team are you with? What's your role here, and give us a little bit about what maybe some of your personal fun things you like to do.
All right. Well, thanks for the introduction, Tommy, and for making me feel really old. actually, when you're running through all that, I just can't believe that the time's passed so fast. So today, I'm actually part of what we call the first and best team in Microsoft IT. I joined this team a little bit late last year. Our primary focus for the first and best team, which has been around for quite a while here at Microsoft, it's basically really simple. It's that we're the very first to adopt the new technology Microsoft is providing, but also be the best partner for our product groups, ensuring that we leverage the capabilities of the latest features that we're providing externally to our customers.
Okay, so I guess in short, you're making sure that the line of business applications or web applications that we use work properly in the browser for all the employees, or is it customer facing too?
I would take it a little further than just properly. I guess the focus for me is really around modernization, right? So I mean, just taking that outside of being an employee, I guess from anybody's perspective, I mean, we're a technology company. As a modern employee, I would expect these experiences when I come into my workplace to be, you know, sleek and span across devices, have consistent user experiences. So, you know, that's what it's really about. And compatibility is just the beginning piece of that to ensure it works on our different products. But then after that is, you know, how do you really blur the lines so that you don't have to worry about what device you're on if you're here on at your workplace or at home? Because, I mean, your modern users, they expect this today, right? So, you know, we have a big challenge here at Microsoft for that, but we're making good progress. When I first came in last year, I would say the majority, about 90% of our portfolio is web-based applications for line of business applications. And we have a bunch of them, right? But, you know, the immediate problem that we had when I was joining is I didn't necessarily understand, you know, the profile of our entire portfolio. Are we modern or not modern? And what does modern mean, right? So, you know, working together with the actual product, IE product group, we set up a set of definitions of characteristics of what a modern experience would be for a web app. And then using their tools, and they've put out a plethora of tools over on modern.ie, where they'll actually scan your site and run through these different test cases and give you a report back to see pass, fail, you know, do you hit this this criteria or not, such as, you know, are you using the latest frameworks and libraries? Is your doc modes up to date? Are you using plugins? Are you using feature detection? So based off their tools, we created a system basically going through our entire portfolio of thousands of apps and profiling them to see exactly how well are we from a modernization perspective. And it was actually fairly shocking to see very good aspects, but also a lot of challenges ahead of us. But the most important part for us is just understanding where we actually stand.
So give me an example of some of that criteria of what would be modernization. Is that like bigger buttons, or, you know, for the end user, for me that I'm out in the field, I go talk in front of audiences. I work on the virtualization front. I like Windows Azure. But I have to use these line of business applications all the time. So give me an idea of what some of the criteria that you're trying to attack.
I think there's two parts of it for me. I think about it from a UI experience perspective. So what jumps out at you and I as far as, hey, is this sleek? Does this look like the rest of our products that we're shipping? And then it's the capabilities internally and how well it's tied to the cloud, how well it spans across devices, right? So we broke things down into three categories. What we consider basically standards levels. And these are standards levels we consider from a web standards, not a Microsoft standards. And then from there, we have criteria setting for, is it modern or not modern? And then a final level, what I call the Nirvana level, it's, you know, are we actually showcasing some of the latest technologies that we just released with our latest products? So, you know, from a standards level, we're primarily looking at things for compatibility perspectives and to ensure that they work across devices. So, you know, having plugins, not leveraging plugins within your site is a big one there. If you have plugins that you're using on your website, you're not going to display that correctly in a mobile browser because they don't support that. Feature detection versus browser detection. You know, I think it's fairly agreeable that feature detection is the right way to go. When I talk about feature detection, it's your website shouldn't be pinging off, is this IE version this? Is it Safari version this? Instead, they should be pinging off to see, is this feature available in this browser? That way, you've kind of future-proof your application for future updates of the browsers as well. So we're looking from a standards level, and, you know, we've had really good support from the leadership here in IT, basically to hit these minimum standards levels that we would consider web standards across the internet. This will primarily ensure that we work on our browsers, but across our different devices. And then, you know, really pushing that needle even further by trying to get people into the modern experience. And when we talk about modern experience, I think the big ones are going to be touch-first browsing. Having a website that doesn't have touch support or a good touch support experience, you know, that's just not acceptable these days. Employees are using not just their PC browsers, they're using tablet browsers, they're using phone browsers, right? So having that touch-first experience be in the forefront is very important for a modern experience. The other one I would say is very important is responsive design. So this is where, you know, if you go to Microsoft.com or some of these other sites, you know, depending on what device you're on, even on your desktop browser, if you rescale your browser, it's and the content scales accordingly with, you know, what the size is. You know, this is super important from a multi-device perspective. What it helps an app owner with is if you set this correctly, you know, depending on if you're using a tablet, a phone, or your desktop, I mean, the experience is still going to be very consistent across, and you get to control that. So, you know, those are probably the two big ones from a modern experience level perspective that we're profiling for and pushing people towards achieving.
Right. So this kind of also sets the standards for our developer audience or our developer evangelists to try to push out, you know, these new standards, these new ways of thinking. I've noticed the other day I was at a parade and we were trying to look up something online and it was some local site. And the iPhone guy beside me couldn't get to the site, but my Windows phone could. And that was the first time that he looked at me and I said, yeah, we may not have as many apps as you guys do, but our browser works. Yeah. And he just kind of laughed. But this is the way things are headed. You know, there's less and less need to have proprietary GUIs when we can do things in a browser and make them smooth and work across devices. So tell me a little bit more about the different situations that are coming at you or things that you're having to work through. And then let's talk about some of the solutions and how you started architecting the solutions around those.
Sure. So with the latest release of Internet Explorer, Internet Explorer 11, and that team has done wonders as far as making sure that we're up to internet standards, web standards, but also they've put a huge focus on tools and tests making available to developers. And here at Microsoft, everything that we do is really a big focus on developers to really light up what our platforms are capable of doing. So, I'll plug again for the modern.ie site. These tools that I mentioned and profiling and scanning that we do internally with our apps, these are the same tools and tests that are available externally to the public. You can go there today and basically type in your URL, and modern.ie will actually go through these different tests for you, check your compatibility across different devices, give you actual guidance on how to, fix these issues that you find. Because, we really want to get people onto this platform as well as make it as easy as possible to get to these modern standards. So for us, it was really about making sure that we didn't create any extra, I would call it IT glue, right? So we really wanted to use the same information, the same resources, the same everything that a developer external to Microsoft would be. Anytime that we had to create anything custom for ourselves internally, we consider that a failure. And to date, I think we've been pretty good with that. Utilizing the tools and tests that the IE team has made public already, encapsulating that and the guidance into a system that we can run internally, and then exposing the developers here internally in Microsoft to all that great information. I mean, you'd be surprised. I mean, we have a lot of products here at Microsoft. Not every engineer knows about every aspect about these different products. So making sure that we evangelize and really educate and empower the different engineers here to, one, understand how we're assessing them, how to assess themselves, and then guidance to actually get better and better with these scorecards and report cards that we provide.
Okay, so as we move through the solution, we've got it out there for people to use. Is there, I look at the multiple different people come into my events. They come in with Chrome. They come in with Firefox. Are these browsers offering this type of functionality, or are we doing it in different ways? Tell me a little bit about that from a competitive standpoint, and then let's talk about the report card system that you're discussing. How you're prioritizing and tracking these efforts.
Sure. So, I mean, in all openness, I think those other competitor browsers are very, very good. I think we have a very competitive offering. I think where we shine, I mean, historically in Microsoft, and especially with this release of IE11, is what we provide developers. We're not just giving, a mishmash of different tools out there for them. We have a suite of tools. We have a site where you can actually check your website's compatibility against different browsers than ours, right? So we're really trying to tailor that and really help the developer take full advantage of our browser there. And for our internal system, again, like I said, the focus was to make sure that we leverage what was available publicly. So, the only difference that we have is that we're actually running it within a lab versus on someone's desktop. We run through these tests. They give us a pass-fail of 15 different characteristics. Based on those characteristics of the website, we can assign a standards level, so either standard, modern, showcase levels. And then with this, we basically dump it into our SQL databases, extract a report out for each individual app owners. So app owners get a report showing how they did with each of these tests, and then links to guidance, either internal or external sites that we have to basically surpass those. And then we also provide a monthly review to our business owners or organizational leaders of the entire portfolio and how we're doing and how much progress we're doing. In this view, we're able to go ahead and point out, key challenges and highlights for our leadership team, such as, one of the byproducts of going through this exercise was that our application portfolio management system still needs a lot of work. We have a ton of apps in there, but the accuracy of the information after running this marks tool that we have was shown to see that it was actually fairly old. So with this information that we're making visible now, our leaders would be able to go back and push their teams to update their information in the portfolio, make sure we're assessing them correctly so that we have real data that we can move forward towards.
Excellent. So I guess for me as a, you know, I don't know all the stuff that happens in the background with these apps. And you know, I do know that I see new apps come into the browser. I've seen like our HR system change a few times. I've seen our expense system change. You know, for the modern browser and the we've all went to Windows 8 internally, Windows Phone 8, and I personally have a Surface Pro that I purchased. I haven't noticed anything lately that seems broken inside Microsoft from a web perspective, but what are the challenges? What are the things you're having to overcome that maybe you didn't foresee happening?
Ah, you're actually being very generous. But that's one of the reasons why I joined this group. You know, having worked in the product development and with partners for so long, I really do want to understand how we actually ran Microsoft internally. And, you know, I guess be careful what you wish for. You know, we have, and you're very familiar with our internal applications that we use. And, you know, a lot of the same questions come up is, you know, why when we have a new system are these apps, you know, not compatible from day one? Or, you know, we just released this new feature, we have tablets, we have phones, you know, why don't these websites work on those well as I would expect, right? So I really wanted to go tackle those issues. And, you know, coming in, into the team and understanding a little bit more natively what the challenges are, you know, it is a big challenge, but it's not impossible. The first part was, like I said, to understand what our portfolio was, to actually have the data so that we could put the efforts in the right place. One of the big challenges immediately off the bat were people just didn't necessarily understand what modern meant or how to go in and assess their site if they were modern or not, right? Mm. So maybe an application owner would understand that from their point of view for their app, but as far as getting that consistency across the entire portfolio, that's what was missing. And an automated solution was what we absolutely needed there. We didn't need everybody assessing themselves. We needed a system that fairly judged across so that we can put the right resources towards, you know, where we felt like the biggest challenges were. And, you know, going through this, you know, immediately off the bat, we saw some really low-hanging fruit. So I'll give you an example. Silverlight is a technology that we've leveraged here at IT quite heavily. We're moving away from Silverlight. Silverlight isn't supported in your mobile browsers today. The perception internally was that Silverlight was used very, very heavily within our portfolio. But actually going through and running these profiling tools and tests, it turned out that actually it was maybe like 1% of our portfolio. And unfortunately, the 1% was some of our most visible sites, so that's why you get this perception. But then, you know, digging in further with the actual developers, it turned out that a lot of the usage for Silverlight was cosmetic, right? I mean, not I guess a funny story was I saw a website where it was being used to basically have a shimmer in a logo, right? Cool shimmer, but, you know, that's actually blocking your site from being used on any of these mobile devices as well. Is it really worth the trade-off? And, you know, people just didn't understand that. So actually showing them how to do this, how to have a replacement in HTML5 and JavaScript, you know, it was an hour's worth of work for them to change. So, you know, using these tools that IE has provided us, wrapping it into our system for profiling, we're able to go in and just see where some of this low-hanging fruit is, but also the big challenges ahead that we need to mobilize and get momentum from an organizational perspective.
Cool. So we were talking a little bit earlier, kind of talk through the solution now. Let's get into a personal question. We were talking earlier, you said you're a geek at heart and you like comics and such. So I was on a radio show not too long ago, and they asked me if I had the opportunity to be a hero or have one of the hero's features or characteristics, what would it be or who would it be?
Man, that's a tough question, but yeah, you asked me earlier, you know, what my hobbies were, and I can't think of anything that's not geeky. So I mean, it's movies, games, and TV and comic books. I probably can't see in my office, but I am a big Thor buff.
Nice.
So the question was if I can have one power, is that right?
Right. You could be a hero, or if you could use one of the hero superpowers, what would it be?
Okay, well, you know, I already told you that I think DC is just completely out there and crazy. So I'm a Marvel guy. I would have to pick the Beyonder. Are you familiar with him?
No.
The Beyonder from Secret Wars? Come on. He's the guy that can do anything.
I thought I was a geek, but it turns out maybe I'm not, because I've not heard of
I don't know how much further I want to go into this discussion, just because, you know, I want to keep a certain facade, but yeah.
So when I responded to the question, I said if I could use the Force, and I said, does that count? And they're like, yeah, absolutely that counts. So that was my response, and so that was pretty funny. But love the Thor hammer. That's awesome. So anything in closing you want to talk through, Ted? Any, you know, maybe the website we can use or anything you want to throw out there we didn't cover?
I mean, I would definitely push people to go in and take a look at modern.ee. The team has done a lot to put resources out there to make it easier for developers to modernize their sites. The other aspect is, you know, a little plug for our other systems such as Win81 and Windows Phone. And that's really around, you know, how we're modernizing in general. Yes, web apps are a great way to go in and create applications that modernize, but also, you know, it's taking the power of each of these different platforms, depending on the form factor and devices that people should take account for. You know, you have a web app that you have internally that you're using, it might not make sense to go in and just create a Windows 8.1 store app, you know, a one-to-one matching there. You really need to think about, you know, what the right features are for that platform and that experience, be it mobile, tablet, or desktop.
Very cool. Well, Ted, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. I'm going to go look up what the Beyonder is so I can get educated on that.
Yeah.
And for everybody else out there listening, thank you for joining us today. Hope it's a great week. We'll see you.